You got strong minds, stronger than most people. That's why you listen to this show.
Clark County paramedics responded to a frantic 911 call from a nearby motel this morning, where the Lord our God, divine creator, and ruler of the universe, had been found nude and unconscious following his latest suicide attempt. God, who sources say had recently grown far more depressed and withdrawn from humanity than usual, reportedly attempted to hang himself from the base of his motel showerhead after ingesting an unknown quantity of Ambien. Motel sources claim that God's room had been left in a state of disarray, and reveal that they had found a brief note written by the omnipotent deity, saying that the suicide stems from long periods of unhappiness he had been suffering in recent millennia, including the death of his only child, thousands of years of war and genocide, chronic weight gain, and the aftermath of his messy 15,088 BC. Divorce. Paramedics say the Supreme Being had no pulse when they arrived.
God the Almighty Father was not breathing when we first saw him. His all-seeing eyes were completely glossed over, and his holy radiant skin had turned a dull greenish-blue. I immediately turned the Father of Heaven and Earth on his side and initiated CPR while my colleagues pumped his stomach. We knew we had successfully revived him because the clouds had fully parted and the light was shining again, but we are taking him to the hospital to run some more tests.
The Lord's overdose comes in the wake of several widely publicized previous suicide attempts, including a 1985 incident when the Lord leapt from the Grand Canyon but changed into a bird at the last second and flew to safety. More recently, in 2006, the all-powerful being attempted to slit his wrists on Saturn's rings. We pass into the night. He picked me up, we made me feel so lucky. Seven, he kissed me in his six, we be making love and five, still the one I told us. I'm trying to make us free from that. Two, still the one.
Injection, fellas.
Suicide is a suicide. You should be worshipped. But instead, you're surrounded by a perfect circus of clowns. You should be worshipped. But instead, you're surrounded by a perfect circus of clowns. And worthlessness abounds because purpose isn't found among cheap talk and overpriced drinks. And men who think that money is the answer but lack the capital to pay you attention, pay you a compliment, or even wait for you to ask a question. It's typical aggression. Pressing for connecting with the temple that they lack the capacity to understand, like a pre-programmed barbarian at the gate that can't wait for the opportunity to rush your altar and obtain the holiest of holies. At first he had you with his swagger, but every second that he talked, he slowly fucked it up. And I don't know if I believe in fate or soulmates, but I definitely believe in magnetism. And if he can't match your rhythm, then the oscillations of his pendulum should probably swing someplace else on this earth. Maybe he should start out at a storefront church. He is beneath your cathedral. He needs to learn to perfect the quality of his service, especially if he can't understand that you should be worshipped. Worship like an icon. Like a monolithic pylon surrounded by ionic columns and marble floors, because you deserve more than some jerk sitting next to you at the bar talking about he misplaced his number, could he borrow yours? Or sitting there flashing money, asking what would happen if he stuffed your pockets with 20s, trying to entice you with a commodity of which you have plenty, and if you had any interest, it was diminished by the quality of his verses. What type of maniac doesn't understand that you should be worshipped? Worshipped. But instead, he's looking at your skirt with lust. And classless men turn women into mind readers, and still some women believe that they could change him, could fix him, train him to get on his knees and meditate on him like a religion, give him the opportunity to rush your altar with hymns and a chorus, hoping he'll rise to the occasion 14 times like Horace's father. But why bother to try to change a brute into a priest if his level of exegesis will never be venerable, will never be memorable? He lacks the level of levity necessary to levitate your bacilla above the surface. And until you begin to perceive men's energy, you'll never see the degree of spirituality with which you could be worshipped.
me warn you that we are about to have a frank adult conversation, and you may want to get the little ones and their ears occupied with other activities for a while.
A mystery haunts the grounds of this now defunct reform school for boys in the Florida panhandle town of Marianna, involving teenage boys sent here decades ago, some never seen again. In recent years, former students, now in their twilight years, have come forward with horrific stories of punishing abuse doled out by school leaders and of friends who vanished, stories told by CNN. They accused former school leaders of beatings, sexual abuse, and even murder. Which brings us to this cemetery on the school grounds. The bodies of 31 boys are buried here. Florida authorities claim they know how all the boys died. Some killed in a fire, others in a flu epidemic. Nothing criminal. Nothing criminal.
Nothing criminal.
But new research shows other bodies could be buried in this area too. And dozens of former students and families say that's proof of a more sinister story hidden in these woods.
Back in the early 1960s, the leaders of the Boys Reform School had a local Boy Scout troop come in here and clean up the cemetery. They put up these 31 crosses. But now, a team of anthropologists over the last year has been going through all of this area, cleared out all of the woods around here, and they're finding the possibility of many more grave shafts, which is only leading to the mystery of what happened here in Marianna.
Untangling the story may be lost to time. The school closed last year. These events happened from the 1940s to 1960s. Most of the school leaders from then have died. But a research project led by University of South Florida anthropologist Aaron Kimmerly turned up evidence of additional grave sites during months of searching the school grounds. Kimmerly says as many as 18 more bodies could be buried here, and that the research team believes a second cemetery could be hidden on the school grounds.
We've got something right there.
We've found burials within the marked, current marked cemetery, and then we've found burials that extend beyond that.
Kimmerly has traveled the world investigating war crimes for the United Nations, searching for mass graves in places like Yugoslavia and Peru. Her team used high-tech equipment to scan into the ground. All the red you see suggests the location of possible grave sites, but we won't know for sure unless exhumations are ordered. Florida state officials won't comment until they can review Kimmerly's findings.
These are children who came here and died for one reason or another, and quite literally have just been lost in the woods. And it's about restoring dignity and helping, if not putting a name to them, at least marking them and acknowledging that they're here.
The anthropologists also studied historic documents and public records and discovered a disturbing discrepancy, boys unaccounted for.
This was long about the last pictures we had of him.
Ovell Krell's brother was sent here in 1940. She says Owen Smith dreamed of playing guitar at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. The 14-year-old had a musician's vagabond soul. He was shipped to reform school for stealing a car. Ovell never saw him again. Her family was told Owen had run away. She still has a letter sent by the school superintendent more than 70 years ago.
We have been unable to get any information concerning his whereabouts. We will appreciate your notifying us immediately if you receive any word from or concerning him.
But Ovell Smith believes her brother was already dead. A few weeks later, his family was told his decomposed body was found under a house near the school. Ovell says another student told them a far different story.
But he looked back, and my brother was running out across a field, an open field, and there was three men shooting at him with rifles. I believe till this day that they shot my brother that night. And I think they probably killed him. And they brought him back to the school and buried him.
Against the family's wishes, Owen Smith was buried on the school grounds. She's never figured out exactly where. No one was ever charged in his death back in 1941. But because of that case, along with other accounts of alleged abuse, beatings, and killings, the Florida State Law Enforcement Agency launched an investigation in 2008. Its report concluded there was no evidence to suggest that any of the deceased died as a result of criminal conduct. The agency also said it couldn't find evidence to prove claims of physical or sexual abuse at the school. But many former students, like Robert Straley, say that report is a whitewash cover-up. State officials say they stand by the report's findings. Straley says he was beaten with a leather strap and that some school leaders killed young boys and made them disappear. the Robert Straley and others, the Florida Reform School for Boys is still hiding an evil, untold past.
If your limbs begin dissolving in the water that you tread, all surroundings are evolving in the stream that clears your head. Find yourself a caravan like Noah must have led. 4 and 20 birds of Maya baked into an atom you, polarized into existence, magnet heart from red to blue, to such extent the realm of dark within the picture it seems true. All your lightning waits inside you, travel it along your spine. 7 stars receive your visit, 7 seals remain divine. 7 churches filled with spirit, treasure from the angel's mind. The space you make has your own laws, no longer human gods or cause. The center of this house will never die. One-eyed men aren't really reigning, they just march in place until 2-eyed men with mystery training finally feel the power fill. 3-eyed men are not complaining, they can yo-yo where they will. They slip inside this house as they pass by.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
It's like the best show ever!
Hostage situation unravels in China. Police in Sichuan province aim their weapons at a man threatening to kill his ex-partner, who he's holding in the car. The man, who's since been revealed as a drug addict, fires 2 shots, so a police sniper takes him out to avoid further danger. The female passenger eventually escapes after a 12-hour ordeal.
Oh, now he's got you right where he thinks you belong. Did he bite you on the neck right before the job was done? Does he ask about your mama? Does he sing your song when you get mad? Well, I've been that, done that many times, and all the kicking and the screaming won't bring him back.
I'm messing up the place.
The first time ever, the public will actually see, not just hear about, but see what the Boy Scouts knew about child abuse in its midst, when the Boy Scouts knew it, and what they did and did not do about it.
So why are these files, which involve Scout leaders from across the United States, being released from here in Portland, Oregon? It's because they were all used in a lawsuit filed by an Oregon man in 2007. His name is Kerry Lewis, and he was molested by his troop leader when he was a young boy. Kerry Lewis was abused in the early 80s by Assistant Scoutmaster Timmert Dykes, seen here playing a video game with a young scout. The abuse began a year after Timmert Dykes made a stunning admission to a top troop leader who was a Mormon bishop.
That he had molested 17 other kids in the troop.
Let's go.
Boy Scouts National President Wayne Perry says the files are about the past and that the present is all about safety.
Let's begin. Take it down and up. Zip it up. Good. Take it down. Right here you should feel it. All right in that rear end. Good. Wonderful.
All right, Julia and Lee, we appreciate it. And I'm sure you guys are going to have a lot more jokes for the rest of the campaign here.
Oh,
they just keep coming.
What? Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
What is Fox News? It's just a parade of propaganda, isn't it? It's just a festival of ignorance. What? Why, a million
Fox
people
News?
Are dead in Iraq. Come on, this is ridiculous. What's the point of this? This is insane.
Well, I love,
go
I
out,
love
people
Fox
at home,
News.
Go outside. Go hug
Lee,
your children.
You should be more,
well,
Lee,
Fox
you should
News
be more worried.
Love your family, you know.
And you get all the news
that Hillary Clinton is running.
All the news you can at Fox News. All right, thanks,
and
guys.
I think, oh, okay.
All right, that's it. All right, we're also talking about Captain Kirk this morning. And, hey, because it's Saturday morning, we're having some fun. Greg, you've got the cushiest job in the world.
Yeah, look who just beamed aboard right now. The ladies from the Starship Enterprise. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
How are you?
Okay, their friend Bones, you know him as Dr. McCoy, just wrote a new book on Captain Kirk and the way he was able to woo beautiful women like this. It's all coming up. Stay with us, please.
Go away, Baton!
22 days until the election, but you will not be seeing President Obama or Mitt Romney anywhere on the campaign trail.
Here's what else we have for you today.
Jump, right?
Seconds after he jumped, he began to spin out of control.
Spinning around.
You could actually see him spinning.
It's not good when they call it the death spin, and you're in it.
Now back to this story that we all remember quite well.
Yep.
There is one thing that I want the world to know.
John Scott.
All right, that's funny. This you may not find so funny.
The spread of deadly diseases.
Really scary.
Growing number of diseases.
Could there be worse outbreaks on the way?
All of our children are going to be smoking pot and the sky is going to fall.
Is that a little over the top?
Yeah, sure it was.
Cut me some slack, okay?
I think you sound great, right?
Thank
Didn't you.
You
sound good?
Now you do it to me.
Focus on what really matters.
We don't have that sound. Let me... Oh, we do have it now? Okay.
Santa's not smoking.
Brad Pitt is selling perfume now.
Giant blue eyeball.
You know what I'm talking about. Gangnam Style.
Million Muppet March.
The latest in the pizza problem.
How you can pass human illnesses to your pet.
Big American Idol feud.
Plus a riot on wheels.
Ew. I was actually thinking about anchoring the news while kayaking. Do you think it can be done?
What does it tell you?
Holy cow.
Don't let go. You have to be the first one. Like, don't be the first one to let go. Touch the other man's arm. Show your strength.
Thanks for sharing that frightening perspective with us.
Anything can be done while anchoring the newscast, don't you think?
Wow. It's like an episode of Jackass.
Oh my God, seriously.
Oh my God, seriously.
I say, oh my God, seriously.
Seriously.
Oh my God, seriously.
Oh my God, seriously.
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 Sounds like.
Go away, Baton!
People want to be loved. Say hello to Governor Romney and say hello to President Obama.
Yeah. Obama, Romney, round two.
12 Americans going to be asking questions. They're undecided.
You'd have to be a bonehead not to be able to decide between these two guys.
That's why we brought in our own expert.
Ryan, girl.
Oh, God, it was horrible.
Soldier on and tell us what you're thinking about tonight.
What they need to do to dominate. To really bring it.
Woo! The president needs to make some magic.
The president needs to reverse his slide.
He needs to show up and put his heart and soul into this debate.
He needs to defend his record.
Governor Romney simply needs to keep up what he's been doing.
Continue doing what he did in the last debate.
Governor Romney's got to avoid taking the bait.
The Obama administration needs to do two things.
He needs to show passion. He needs to show that fire in the belly.
He has to play aggressive his health.
He needs to be more animated. To stop with the uhs.
Governor Romney clearly needs to hold the momentum he gained.
Governor Romney needs to be prepared to answer a few very simple questions.
He needs to make sure that he is spending time connecting with the people in the audience.
Mitt Romney will not talk about his car elevator.
Does he need to show up in a hot dog suit?
Does President Obama have to be more specific?
He needs to be able to mount a defense and talk about the future.
President Obama needs to do more than that, though.
He needs to talk about his mother. He should talk about Michelle's upbringing.
I can encapsulate it in one word. He needs to do better.
I would actually advise each of them to be positive, concrete, and forward-looking.
Flying monkey poop.
Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
What is Fox News? It's just a parade of propaganda, isn't it? It's just a festival of ignorance.
A Princeton University study published in the New England Journal of Medicine this week confirmed that human imagination is capable of magnificent and awe-inspiring things during masturbation. After monitoring the neural activity of 500 volunteers of varied age, ethnicity, and formal education levels during self-stimulation, researchers say they were able to study the full and virtually limitless potential of the human mind.
Well, our research shows that subjects in states of onanistic pleasure can transport themselves into fantastical worlds that they couldn't access under normal circumstances.
Researchers say the act of masturbation causes activity in the brain's medial prefrontal cortex to spike to astronomical levels, immediately allowing the subject to imagine close friends, past loves, former teachers, or celebrities in elaborate or multi-layered stories of sexual conquest.
Our preliminary cognitive tests indicated that this 42-year-old female claims adjuster had almost no artistic or creative inclination whatsoever. However, as soon as she began masturbating, her imagination crafted an entirely mesmerizing environment where she was being orally pleasured by Lionel Richie during a Venetian gondola ride. The subject's brain allowed her to imagine herself and Mr. Richie being transported through the very fabric of space-time to a large bed in some sort of Himalayan mountain range.
Most impressive were the subject's abilities to look at photos of total strangers and within minutes develop for them an entire slate of personality attributes before visualizing them nude and in the middle of a lifelike sexual fantasy. Despite the amazing neurological capabilities made possible during masturbation, researchers found that after reaching orgasm, the average human's cognitive dexterity immediately declines to that of an ordinary rodent.
FBI calling the office and circling the office and provocateurs out the wazoo and people attacking everywhere. And I mean, and I'm the weirdo. No, listen, I'm breaking people out of their trance. See, I'm broken out of the trance. I'm angry. I'm freaked out. I'm going, my God, they're terraforming. My God, sodium fluoride in the water. My God, they funded Hitler. My, you know, I understand what's going on. I read their eugenics documents. The hair on the back of my neck standing up right now. I want to warn you, they should all arrest them. Arrest the bankers. They're robbing. God, I can't believe it.
That's not even funny.
Think of an older father, what age comes to mind? 50, 60, maybe even 70? Well, one Indian farmer near New Delhi has been declared the world's oldest dad at the ripe old age of 96 after fathering a 4.5-pound newborn. Amazingly, the elderly man broke his own record from 2010 when at the age of 94 he reportedly had his first son with his then 52-year-old wife. The man was once a wrestler, and that endurance seems to play an integral role in his life to this day. He stated, "I do it 3 or 4 times a night. My neighbors are jealous, and they keep asking me for my secret." Earlier this year, another seemingly bizarre parenting story surfaced. Within 3 months, a man became a dad, a grandfather, and a great-grandfather.
I'm Gard Swanson.
And I'm Lauren Rowe. This story's pretty crazy, and it's disturbing for anybody who takes their family out to eat. In this case, a couple went too far and didn't want to leave, forcing police to be called. Now, this took place at a restaurant right in the middle of Baldwin Park. That's an upscale family community in Orlando. Sean Chiabot is there live outside of Patty Murphy's. So, Sean, to make it even worse, it happened at an outside table, clearly visible, not only from the restaurant, from where you're standing.
Yeah, that table's actually right behind me. I just talked to the manager who had to kick this couple out. Apparently this table is right here in the corner, but clearly it is in plain view, and anybody who would be walking by a normally busy Baldwin Park would have seen that they were having sex.
Pumpernickel.
Oh my God, seriously.
Oh my God, seriously.
I say, oh my God, seriously.
Seriously.
Oh my God, seriously.
Oh my God, seriously.
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 Sounds like.
Mandrake, I suppose it never occurred to you that while we're chatting here so enjoyably, a decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open. Total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew that, yeah.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought. I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
It's incredibly obvious, isn't it? A foreign substance is introduced into our precious bodily fluids without the knowledge of the individual, certainly without any choice. That's the way a hardcore commie works.
Hey, Jack, listen, tell me, Jack, when did you first develop this theory?
Well, I first became aware of it, Mandrake, during the physical act of love.
Huh?
Yes, a profound sense of fatigue. Feeling of emptiness followed. Luckily, I was able to interpret these feelings correctly. Loss of essence.
Yeah.
I can assure you it has not recurred, Mandrake. Women sense my power, and they seek the life essence.
Ain't nobody got time for that!
I didn't even know any police were here. I didn't even put the shouting and the taser. I didn't think anything was doing to me, as I wouldn't, of course. Because obviously, I mean, I've walked all this way, so anybody who's here must have seen me coming. So I started panicking. And the next thing I know, as I turn around, this, what could only have been a taser, hit me in the back. And it started sending all these thousands of volts through me, and I was terrified. Then when I was on the floor, what I can only describe as a thug, dressed as a policeman, could see my cane on the floor, and I'm in a vulnerable position with my face down, jumped on my back with his knees in the middle of my back, forced my head further into the stones, grabbed my arms round. I don't even know why they're doing this to me. Grabbed my arms round, and I'm saying, I'm blind, and roughly cuffed me. Another policeman arrived, who clearly was then the good cop, who found me handcuffed and in stress on the floor. He said, take the cuffs off him. Now, I'd already been tasered for 5 minutes.
Slowing me down. I'm some breaking news. We're going to get back to you guys. You guys will be live throughout the hour here on CNN. We'll pick up this talk where we left off. So thanks for now. And this is just into CNN. The police chief from Brookfield, Wisconsin has just confirmed that the man suspected in the shooting today inside a hair and nail salon outside Milwaukee, Wisconsin, has died. Radcliffe Houghton is the name of that suspect. The police chief says investigators believe he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Seven people were shot, police say. Three of those people are now dead.
Gunshots. Bang, 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 bang.
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I am Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
Oh, didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
Well, that's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people, I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet!
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet! I order you to be quiet!
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
is midday here in London, 7 in the morning in Washington, and 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Brussels. That's where European leaders have moved a step closer in setting up a single banking union. The legal framework for the single supervisory mechanism is expected to be in place by the new year. It'll have the power to intervene in any bank within the Eurozone. Well, the deal appears to be a compromise between France and Germany, which earlier disagreed over the timing and over the number of banks that the ECB would oversee. Mike Waldridge has more.
EU leaders reconvening today to discuss relations with China and global political hotspots such as Syria, Iran and Mali. Behind them, a marathon 10 hours of talks on banking, the toxic issue that's engulfed the Eurozone for so long, threatening its very future. The French president, François Hollande, declared in the middle of the night, the worst is behind us. This morning he said they'd come up with a good agreement, and that's how it should be thought of. So what have they agreed in the hope of relieving the debt crisis in the Eurozone? To create a single banking supervisor under the overall responsibility of the European Central Bank. The plan is that all 6,000 banks in the Eurozone would gradually come under the eye of this new European regulator by 2014. Priority would be given to supervising those banks which have received state aid.
Iran has made little secret of its desire to gain hegemony in the region of the Persian Gulf, the critical oil and natural gas producing region that we fought so many wars to try and protect our economy and from the adverse impact of losing that supply or having it available only at very high prices. The critical oil and natural gas producing region that we fought so many wars to try and protect our economy and from the adverse impact of losing that supply or having it available only at very high prices. Iran continues to support terrorists in and around the region. They continue to pursue nuclear weapons. And if they gain the upper hand in Iraq, as they have the upper hand now in Syria and Lebanon, our friends Israel and our Arab friends in the region are going to be sorely pressed.
So is it possible that 8 years of American efforts, almost $1 trillion in money, but most importantly, the cost of precious American lives, could all be for naught?
So this attack never would have happened because the bomb itself was fake, thanks to the participation of this FBI agent who was acting undercover. Was fake, thanks to the participation of this FBI agent.
So here's what we know. This morning, after months and months of planning, according to authorities, the guy who's a Middle Eastern man and came over here with, as Rick reported, the sole intention of destroying America, took a van full of something that he thought was something else, took it downtown next to the Federal Reserve Bank, had a cell phone through which he was going to trigger it, dialed the number, waited for it to go boom, and instead of it going boom, the authorities came and arrested him. Sounds like a major, major thing, doesn't it? Fox News senior judicial analyst is here, Judge Andrew Napolitano. This sounds familiar.
This is the 18th person since 9/11 that the FBI has found and persuaded to go along with a plot that it created, it controlled, and that never endangered anybody. How do they find people? The American public has to make a determination. Do they want FBI agents looking for crazies and weak people among us and leading them to believe they're going to commit a crime? Because these people end up going to jail for the rest of their lives. This will be, and to probably be convicted, because the FBI probably taped everything he did, audio and video. This will be the 18th such person that the FBI has taken off the streets using this method. Is it a good thing, or is it pushing the limits of what the law enforcement should be doing?
Load the car and write the note. Grab your bag and grab your coat. Tell the ones that need to know. We are headed north. One foot in and one foot back. But it don't pay to live like that. So I cut the ties and I jumped the tracks. For never to return. Ah, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, take me in. Are you aware the shape I'm in? My hands, they shake, my head, it spins. Oh, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, take me in.
A 21-year-old Bangladeshi man has appeared in court in America, charged with attempting to blow up the New York Federal Reserve Bank with a £1,000 bomb. Qazi Mohammed Rezwan or Hassan Nafiz was arrested by the FBI and faces charges of attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction and attempting to provide material support to Al-Qaeda. However, the FBI says the public was never in danger because the explosives were provided to Nafiz by an undercover agent and were never in working condition. New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly explains.
This individual came here for the purpose of doing a terrorist act. He came here in January of this year. He gets a student visa under the pretext of being a student in a college in Missouri. And he comes here with, the avowed purpose of committing some sort of jihad here in the United States. He goes to the New York Stock Exchange. He sees that there's significant security there, and he shifts his target to the Federal Reserve Bank.
The Federal Reserve Bank is in the heart of Manhattan's financial district. Officers allege Nafiz put the bomb in a van near the bank, then went to a nearby hotel to try to detonate it using a mobile phone. Shortly afterwards, he was arrested. If found guilty, Nafiz faces life in prison.
When at first I learned to speak, I used all my words to fight. With him and her and you and me. Oh, but it's just a waste of time. Yes, it's such a waste of time. That woman, she's got eyes that shine. Morning time. Oh, Brooklyn,
Shocking footage has emerged of a homeless man being beaten up by what appears to be a group of New York police officers. The man, identified as Ehud Halevi, was allegedly resisting arrest for sleeping in a synagogue outreach center last Monday, but footage of the brutal attack has led to widespread criticism of the officers involved.
This behavior is unconscionable, and if not for the video camera to record what happened, we might actually believe that Ehud attacked the police officers, and he never did. He's charged with felonies. He's charged with all kinds of crimes. And now I wonder how many other times are New Yorkers charged with serious crimes and there is no video camera to tell the story.
According to reports, he had permission to stay in the center, leading to calls for the officers to be suspended.
They cannot be out there protecting the public. We need to be protected from them.
Halevi is currently charged with assaulting a police officer, trespassing, resisting arrest, and harassment. NYPD has not yet issued a statement.
Three words that became hard to say. I and love and you. What you were then, I am today. Look at the things I do. Oh, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, take me in. Are you aware the shape of me? Dumbed down and numbed by time and age. Your dreams that catch the world, the cage. The highway sets the traveler's stage. All exits look the same. Three words that became hard to say. I and love and you. I and love and you. I and love and you.
The 44-year-old Australian Glenn E thought his number was up when his yacht was hit by an 11-metre wave.
It's undeniable when a massive wave picks you up and just turns you over.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary. The noise is like an explosion. You're upside down, smashing around inside the boat. It's filling up with water. I don't think there's anyone who would deny being concerned, and you do think your number's up for a while, yeah.
Glenn capsized too far away for rescue helicopters to reach him. But luckily, a Boeing 777 flying overhead responded to the emergency beacon, flew lower, and asked passengers to see if they could spot him.
Yes, absolutely fabulous. I wasn't aware of any of this until this morning.
Yep.
Yeah? I've actually spoken to some Canadian people about it. I did hear the jet, but it wasn't until the aircraft from Melbourne, this AC rescue plane, 431, flew over the top of me, and I heard its very distinctive propeller plane, and quite low, that I realised that they'd found me.
He was eventually rescued and taken back to Sydney on a police patrol boat, where he was greeted by his relieved parents.
Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry.
Push!
An animal conservation project in Kenya have released video of an elephant being rescued.
And keep an eye on
the in the footage, the eight-week-old calf can be seen trapped in a well in the Amboseli National Park.
We've got the rope on the bumper. We just need to get it under her bum. And I've turned the engine off because her mum is on the other side, so she's calling that way. Come on, sweetheart.
Using ropes tied to their jeep, rescuers managed to pull the baby out of its predicament. And afterwards, it couldn't get away from the well fast enough, eventually being reunited with its family.
Saving a patient can be an adrenaline-pumping experience for any doctor, but it's not usually this cute. Zookeepers in Denver had to step in to save a baby Malayan tapir by performing mouth-to-snout resuscitation. On September 3rd, the zoo's senior female tapir, Rinny, gave birth to a tiny baby, but couldn't break the amniotic sac. With the baby's lungs filling with fluid, keepers had to step in and perform several minutes of resuscitation. Eventually, though, the endangered youngster started breathing on its own. He's doing fine and has been named Dumadi.
Unfolds, challenge what the future holds, trying to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears, go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my, you gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser, you gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day.
A bittersweet day for one four-year-old boy in Jinhua City, East China. After falling from his third-floor balcony whilst playing, the youngster incredibly escaped serious injury after becoming wedged between two narrow buildings. Unfortunately, after falling several metres, he was stuck tight two floors off the ground in a gap just 25 centimetres wide. Firefighters trying to rescue the child eventually had to take down the wall of one of the buildings just to lift the youth back in. Luckily, after more than 2 hours dangling by his head, the youngster suffered just bruises and a small graze.
To hard, but I know it's never safe.
The Christchurch earthquake devastated homes and lives. But for one newly married couple, all, it seems, has not been lost. Fenn Jeremiah and Martin Burley dropped the camera containing their wedding photos when the quake struck and demolished their home, and for the following 18 months expected never to see the snaps again. But incredibly, whilst walking past the still silt-covered ruins one day, a shape began to emerge from the mud. Remarkably, the camera had worked its way to the surface, although it was in pretty poor shape, battered and badly buckled.
I was more pessimistic, like I didn't really think it would still work, but I'm glad that he's more like, yeah, let's try this.
After hours of painstaking cleaning, incredibly, the memory card was still readable.
It's one of those wow moments, like, oh, awesome.
The photos have now been safely transferred to a computer after one special day which brought back happy memories of another.
True love will find you in the end. You'll find out just who was your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you in the end. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you're looking can it find you. This true love is searching too. But how can it recognize you unless you step out into the light, the light? Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love will find you in the end.
Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
But I live my broken dream. The wildest summer that I ever knew, I had a flat tire down memory lane. After 5 months and a half, and now I'm just trying to explain. And now I'm here, and here I stand with a sweet angel holding my hand. I live my broken dream.
Now, gofindtheothers.com.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.